This is a piece from March of this year. It's one of the period in Portugal pieces. I don't think I give it a title other than that, so I'm going to crack on with it. An owl hoots, a warning. I head east into the thieves' market. Lucky horseshoes for sale, and without fail, they are in good supply. Make no mistake, as they take no prisoners here. Passing through the untied shoelace of cobblestone lanes, I spy the woman through a postage stamp window, barred as if franked by the mailman. She plays patience, and always with two cards missing, an unwinnable task. But she's old, and if old becomes a memory, then she becomes one too. An ocean, if red is the ocean, of slanted tiles stretched beyond my imagination into an expanding horizon, I smell coffee and sit local to the river, watching the elegance of Portuguese pigeons. It's dreamlike in its quality. This morning, the earthquake shook me awake, even though that was centuries ago, and still, the owl hoots. Earlier, outside the church of Santo Estevão, I am bound to its steps by my own chains. This will change as the sun, which works by its own memory, rises above the fishing boats. So easy to be here and to fall into the trap. So easy to tap dance my way through the one-eyed shadows that wink over the bay. In the distance, a tram. A man and his day stay longer than this moment in time. To close one's eyes, clues and sighs. It's a splendid life, and though full of lies at incredibly cheap prices, a thieves' market is the place to be wary. Each shadow, now stronger as the day becomes longer and the hours get shorter, caught. I have sought solace in this place and found peace from within. Sin is yet to find me.